But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Well, this week we've been seeing people in the Bible who lived differently or did something that the world would say and look at and say, these people are wasting their lives or wasting their resources. But it wasn't a waste in God's eyes. These people were strange in the world's eyes, but not in God's eyes, and they feared God rather than fearing man. They wanted to please God rather than to please men. And the first day we looked at Mary, who poured costly ointment on Jesus' head and anointed his feet with it, and then wiped his feet with her hair. And Judas said, why this waste of all this ointment, when this costly perfume and these this thing, when it could have been sold for much and given to the poor? Well, he wasn't concerned about the poor. He was concerned about getting some of the money himself because he was a thief. And it wasn't a waste because it was for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus even commended her and said, wherever the gospel's preached, that this message should be preached because of her love and devotion to him. And then we looked at John the Baptist the second day, who ate strange food and lived in the deserts and wore strange clothes. He was preparing the way before the Lord. John wasn't looking for any position or glory, but said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. The religious community would say, what a wasted life. And he was rotting in prison and even getting his head cut off. But his life was spent for the Lord, and it wasn't a waste at all. And Jesus said, there's no greater prophet than John the Baptist. Well, I'm not going to review the other 3 days. You'll have to listen to them yourself. If you haven't already, I started this series on the 27th. And so the 27th was about Mary, 28th about John the Baptist, 29th, 30th, and the 1st. You'll have to listen if you haven't already, and today is the 2nd. And there are many other people that we could talk about that are in the Bible that would fit this category of people that we're considering these type of people today or this week. One such person would be Noah, who spent 100 years building an ark. What a strange thing, and people laughed at him and that, but he was obeying God, and even though it looked crazy on the outside or from the eyes of people, he feared God and he trusted God, and God came through for him. Or we could look at Gideon, who had a large army, or kind of a large army, to go against his foe, but God said, no, reduce your army, and he actually said it 2 times. What a strange thing. And in the world's eyes, it's not less soldiers, it's more soldiers and those kind of things. But he obeyed God. Or Samuel, who was a prophet of God, and or even his mother Hannah, who gave him to the Lord, and after he was weaned, just gave him to the priest there. And what a strange thing. Or other women like in the Bible, like Rahab or Deborah. Or even David, who went against a giant with, as a young man, and just had a few small stones. What a strange thing! But he had faith in God. Well, we could look at different ones who obeyed God, who did crazy things like this, crazy looking things like this, like we've been reviewing here this morning. But the world would say those people are not very smart, or they're not all there, or they're foolish or something. But in God's eyes, they were obeying him and trusting him, and it was so that he could get the glory and not man. Well, today I want to consider another man. His name is Abraham. Now, Abraham, we look at, and we all look back at Abraham and say, what a godly man this was. But I'm sure in the days of Abraham that people would, at least in the beginning days of Abraham, people would look at him as kind of a strange person. And we're going to read here in Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. So here Abraham was told of God to leave his family, to leave his country, to leave his town, to leave his home, his possessions, and all of those things, and to go to a place. And, you know, he didn't even know where he was going. God didn't show him where he was going, but he just obeyed God. And in the world's eyes, they would look at it and say, where is this guy going? And here he had his tent. He was just living in a tent. He wasn't living in a house or anything. And he did that because he didn't know where God wanted him to be. And he wasn't going to take any permanent residence. He was just a sojourner. And in the world's eyes, it was a strange thing. But we can look back and see how God truly used Abraham. In verse 2, it says, by faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And it wasn't just for a few days or a few months that he camped out in tents, but it was for a long time, even a lifetime. And here he raised his sons, Isaac and Jacob. And even when Isaac getting a wife, they were still living in tents. We can see that from the scriptures. But he was living in this strange country, where it was promised to him, but he didn't receive the promise because there were still a lot of inhabitants of that country that were the inhabitants. He wasn't. I mean, he was living there, and he wasn't ruling there, or he wasn't setting up his home there. It was just a temporary thing, but he was looking forward to what God would do in the future. It says in verse 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And this is very interesting. Even though he was given a land, a physical land there in Israel for his inheritance and for the inheritance of his family, his eyes were actually looking way beyond that. And it says here that in verse 13, that these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. He was looking for a place, an inheritance that God promised, and it was this physical place on the earth, but it was far more than that too. It was also a spiritual place, a spiritual dwelling that he was looking for. He was looking for a heavenly home, and that's what he was longing for. And this earth wasn't his own, or wasn't his home, but he was looking for an heavenly home. And so I just want to lift up this man Abraham, who the world would say was a little bit strange. Here he leaves his place and does even strange things, but God used this man Abraham because he had such faith in God. And well, the people that we've been talking about had faith in a real, tangible, living God. And they walked by faith. May these examples encourage you and inspire you to fear God and not to fear man, and to walk by faith and not to walk by sight. So that's my encouragement for us today, that we would walk by faith, that we would fear God, that we would do things that that God tells us to and not be afraid to do them, because we can know that God has a way, even when it seems to be no way. He had a way for Noah when it didn't seem to be any way. He had a way for Gideon and for some of these others, or all of these others, and even for Abraham, who walked by faith. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and may the Lord bless your day. We also have a voicemail that you can leave a voicemail if you'd like to share a message with us, if you'd like to have or give us a prayer request, or you want to have a conversation with someone, you can call the voicemail, leave a voicemail there, or you can call our cell phone. You can call my cell phone at 717-333-1786. We'd love to hear from you. So God bless you. Thanks for listening.